Hi, welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan. We are find ourselves at the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Bet. That's 4B, and we're all the way at the bottom of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom, so I'll have a short recording today. This series of recordings is a joint project of the OU Department of Synagogue Services, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. So just to review, we are still elucidating the first Mishnah in our tractate. And in our Mishnah, it mentions a number of things that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed and sometimes on the sabbatical year for the sake of the public good. So among those, it says that the sages permit Osina to Amabitchila to make a irrigation channel, a new irrigation channel. And then it says Umetakanina Tamakulkalot, that you can fix the damaged things Bamoed on Chol HaMoed. And then it says, Umetaknineh kilkulei hamayim shebershut harabim, and you can fix the damaged water cisterns, doesn't say exact, damaged water, which is in the public domain, v'chotetinoto, and you may dredge it, that's what it sounds like, clear it of debris. So we have to try and understand what these three categories are, fixing mekulkalot, kilkule mayim, and chotetinoto. It's not so simple. So we'll deal with the first one. It says, umetaknine tamakulkalot bemoed. My mikulkelet. What does it mean that it is mikulkelet, that it's damaged? Amar Rabbi Abba, she'im haita amuka tefach, that if the irrigation channel is at a depth, or the cistern is at a depth of a tefach, ma'mida al shishat fachim. You can establish it, you can deepen it until it is 6 tfachim. So in other words, you can dig out 5 tfachim of dirt. Okay, so let's just stop there for a second. So here clearly, and we'll see from the next part of the Gemara, we seem to be talking about irrigation channels, and we seem to be talking about deepening them. Rashi doesn't quote that here, but that's the way that Rambam reads it in his Perush HaMishnayos. He says that fixing mekulkalot means shiyosif lahamikan, that you deepen them, which is based on the Gemara. That's what it sounds like. And he specifically says, so that's as far as it goes, is deepening them.
And the same thing is true of the Ran. The Ran says, particularly, says, "Ve'ena mikalechet mitakninota."
If it isn't flowing correctly, then you can dredge it out. The only problem with that is that Tosfot seems to indicate that that's what chotetinoto means. Tosfot on Bet Amud Aleph says, "V'chotetinoto is that if the cistern is filled, mutar lachtot lahamiko, you can dredge it in order to deepen it, shehafarti choach, because it is soft." So it could be that the distinction between them is that here we're talking about irrigation channels and there we're talking about cisterns, and it's the same thing. Or it could be, as we'll see when we get to Kilkulei HaMayim, that there's another way of viewing Kilkulei HaMayim, that it is referring to something else. The Ran says particularly that it's dealing with drainage of refuse, like zevel, things that you don't want in your water, that fixing the kilkulei hamayim is the kilkulei hamayim are the things you don't want in your water. And so you want to set it up so that the garbage and the bad water is able to flow off. And if those drains get clogged, then the bad stuff in the water will get into the drinking water. And so fixing kilkulei hamayim then is referring not so much to the water that you do want, but the water that you don't want. But it's not clear if Rashi and Tosfot read it the same way. In any case, so what we're saying here is that one can deepen the channel from 1 tefach to 6 tefachim. And the question the Gemara wants to know is that a relative number or an absolute number? Meaning, are we saying that it's a ratio that you can go from 1 to 5? Or are we saying, from 1 to 6? Or are we saying that you can dig 5 tefachim out? And the question there is 6 tfachim seems to be the proper amount for an irrigation channel so that the water flows correctly. If it's deeper than that, it's unnecessarily deep. And if it's shallower than that, it will not properly course the water. So the Gemara says, pshita, it's obvious
that if you have a drainage ditch that's chatzi tefach, the irrigation channel is half a tefach, and then you dig it to al shlosha tefachim to make it three tefachim, so that is the same ratio of 1 to 6. 0.5 times 6 will equal 3. So just like 1 times 6 will equal 6, 0.5 times 6 will equal 3. So chatzi tefach tefach al shlosha tefachim, if you deepen it in the same ratio from a half tefach to three tefachim, kaven delo avar maya, since that's not deep enough for the water to pass through it, the water will spill over the edges and it will not course correctly, lo klumhu, you haven't accomplished anything, and therefore you are not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed because you are not accomplishing anything. You're doing labor for no reason. Similarly, it says, Tfachayim al Shneimasar, if you use the same ratio, 2 tefachs deep, so 2 times 6 equals 12, so you'll get it to 12 tefachs deep, Tekatarach Tircha Yetera. There, you're doing more effort than is necessary. You don't need the irrigation channel to be 12 tefachim deep, so you're expending unnecessary energy. In which case, it seems like the issue is particularly digging out 5 tefachim, so you're going from 1, you dig out 5 and you get 6, or is it specifically that you need to have a channel that is 6 tefachim deep and you can dig as much as you need in order to get 6 tefachim deep? And the test case for that is this: lo tefachayim al shiva mahu. If you have a irrigation ditch which is 2 tefachim wide, so in order to get it to 6, you only need to dig 4. So if you're really allowed to dig 5, that's the amount of effort you're put into, then you should be able to dig this one to 7 tefachim deep. But if what we're saying is that 6 is the limit and you can do whatever it takes to get to 6, then you should only be able to dig 4 tefachim. So tefachayim al shiva, when you have a thing that's 2 tefachim deep, can you only dig 4 to make it 6 tefachim deep, or can you dig 5 to make it 7 tefachim deep? So the Gemara is going to explain the two options. Hacha chamisha ka ma'amik. Here, you are deepening it by 5. V'hach, in the case of going from 1 to 6, you're deepening it by 5. V'hach, and here in the case of 2, chamisha ka ma'amik, you're adding 5 to make 7. Odilma, or maybe, keva de'ika tefach yetera, since you have an additional tefach that you don't need, in other words, the irrigation channel only has to be 6 tefachim deep, ika tircha tve, it is too much tircha. And the answer is teku. We are not sure whether or not it is the amount of effort required to dig 5 tefachim, or whether or not 6 tefachim is the answer. You could give a similar case, which the Gemara doesn't give, is if it's a half tefach. So in that case, if you could only dig 5 tefachim, you could only dig it to 5.5 tefachim deep. Now, if you want to say that's like the case of the half tefach to 3 tefachim, then you wouldn't be able to do it because you've accomplished nothing. But if you want to argue that 5.5 tefachim is close enough to be useful, then if you could dig 5 tefachim, you could only make it to 5.5. On the other hand, if you are allowed to dig it up until 6, then you could dig 5.5 tefachim. But of course, 5.5 tefachim already is quite a bit of tircha. Is it too much tircha? So the Gemara answers teku, which means we don't know the answer. We leave it in doubt, and we wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to come tell us what the answer will be. Okay, 4 lines from the bottom at the end of the line. Abayi, a number of stories about Amoraim. Abayi, Shar Livnei Bar Hemdach. Abayi permitted the people of the Hemdach family, L'shachufe Nara, to do something to the river. Now, the question is what they had to do to the river. So Rashi says that there were trees growing in the river, and he allowed them to cut the branches of the trees. Now, if we follow what the Ron said, that the idea here of fixing Mekul Kalot is to allow the flow of the water to go correctly, then I guess the branches of the tree were somehow messing up the flow of the river, and so he allowed them to cut them. It could be that he allowed them to uproot the trees because the trees in the riverbed were changing the flow. So it doesn't just mean to cut branches, but really to uproot the tree itself. Rabbi Yirmiya, Sharu Lahu Livnei Sakota, Rabbi Yirmiya prohibited the people of the town of Sakota, Lemichra Nara, to dredge a river, Lemichra Nara Tamima, to dredge a river that had gotten blocked. Rav Ashi, Sharu Lahu Livnei Mata Machsia, Rav Ashi permitted the people of the town of Mata Machsia in Bavel, Lakaduche Nahar Burnitz, to do something to the river of Burnitz. So Lakaduche, Rashi seems to indicate that there was a sandbar So some sand had piled up in the middle of the river, and he allowed them to dredge the sand so that the river would flow correctly. In all of these cases, it seems like, and in all the cases in which we're dealing with Milkul Kolot, it seems like whatever it is that you're doing is designed to allow for the proper flow of the water. Now, it could be that there's different actions: dredging dirt out of the bottom of an irrigation channel, getting rid of a sandbar, cutting a tree away. So perhaps there are different potential actions involved to it, but the goal of it seems to be to allow for the proper flow of the water. Omar, Rav Ashi said about permitting removing the sandbar, Kevan deshatu mine rabim, since many people drink from the river, kirabim dame, it's considered a need of the public. Utnan, and we learn in a Mishnah, osin kol tzarchei rabim, you may do anything that is necessary for the public good. So I think what Rav Ashi is saying is that even though removing a sandbar is quite a bit of tircha, more tircha than we would ordinarily allow, based on the heter of allowing things that are necessary for the public good on Chol HaMoed, even if there is a tircha yetera, you would be allowed to undertake that effort of clearing the river for drinking water on Chol HaMoed. That takes us down to the bottom of the Amud. We'll stop there and continue on our next recording. Have a wonderful day.